I'm Tim Schindel, National Director for Leading Influence. In a complex and divided time, prayer remains a quiet and faithful act of service. Please join us as we pray for our leaders today.
Hi, this is Phil Taylor with Leading Influence and Pray, PEI. Today we're going to talk about why we pray. Why do we pray for leaders? We pray for leaders because the Bible instructs us to. Let me be clear. There's no scripture in the Bible that says critique or criticize or gossip or attack publicly leaders. As Christians, we can live different lives than society itself. Society is polarized. It takes sides. But we need to recognize that there is no authority that's not given by God Himself. And the highest of all authority is God. So what do we need to do? Well, Paul, writing to Timothy, in the midst of Roman persecution, says, "First of all, then, I urge that supplications, prayers, intercessions, and thanksgiving be made for all people, for kings, and for all those in high positions, that we may lead peaceful and quiet life, godly and dignified in every way." I believe leaders lead better when they have godly people praying for them, helping them find wisdom and guidance. Leaders lead better when they know that there's Christians who care about them as a person, regardless of their points of view. I believe that as we pray, we demonstrate salt in this world, and that the promise is that we lead a peaceful and quiet life, godly and dignified in every way. You want to be a witness? Then pray for our leaders. And when someone begins to tear down, criticize, and gossip, don't enter in, but pray. That's God's way. That's Christ's way. And that's the way we'll make a difference. Amen.
Thanks for praying with us today. To learn more about Leading Influence and Pray PEI, and to join us in daily prayer for our leaders, visit leadinginfluence.com.